Static.
Hey, Miles, what's going on?
Hey, Big Bob, nothing.
So who's the number one fan this week, for Christ's sake?
You know, I don't think we have one this week.
I want to know. I want to be kept abreast of these things, you know. What? I'm putting these people's pictures up on the website.
I'm spreading the word. Hey, has my picture arrived from the astronaut yet?
Yes, it has, and it will be in the other section of the website, or it ought to be there.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I haven't got your stick figure drawings yet, though.
No, I have to work on those.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
So I just got back from Michigan.
Michigan?
Yeah.
What the hell were you doing in Michigan?
Did you join
one of those militia groups or something?
Yes, I was visiting some militia groups and things like that. No, I was visiting my parents.
Your parents live in Michigan in a militia group?
Yes.
Is that AARP militia group that's going to... It's going to take over whenever the government falls because of Y2K.
They're all
computer illiterate, so they don't have to worry about the Y2K bug. I wouldn't know what to do with the mouse. I'd probably kill it.
my dad did ask you for computer help one time, didn't he?
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey. Your dad's like, I don't know, some kind of really old used car salesman. Hey. Hey, you know computers? Okay, here you go. Put this on the computer. You want a car? Here, take this car. It's a Camaro. Go take it. It's no good. What do you mean it's no good? Hey, buddy, deals are final. Deals are final. I don't want to talk to you. Yeah. That's my impersonation of your father.
Yeah. No.
He slowed down a little bit, I'm sure. But...
Yeah, he has. He's mellowed.
That's cool. So you went up to see your folks.
Yeah. I had a couple of just quick stories about that I thought were funny, but I don't know.
Well, shoot them off here.
Well, my parents kind of, you know, like everyone to do everything as a group, you know. Like, everyone should hang together all the time.
Okay.
So I said, you know, to
so
my
it's,
wife.
It's one of those AARP swinger groups that your parents are in.
No, the story's not going in that direction, no.
Hey, everybody, it's time to take a bath, strip down.
Well, it's not to that level, though.
I want the garden hose this time. I'm going to use a garden hose on everybody.
So
enemas for the lot of you. Enemas.
So I say to my wife, I go, let's sneak out for a couple of hours. We'll go to some antique stores and do some sightseeing or whatever.
Get a little nookie.
Yeah. No. And so we go to the store, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm at the counter. I'm looking at some stuff, and there's like
what were you looking at specifically?
Some old Hot Wheels cars.
Oh, that's right, because you got the Hot Wheel thing going.
Yeah, but I decided not to buy them.
Too expensive. Too rich for your blood.
Yeah, and around on the other side of the counter was like two girls and a guy. They're about my age, about their late 20s, early 30s.
Uh-huh.
And so I went to go see what was over there, right?
Uh-huh.
And the guy is, like, really giggling, like, just laughing his ass off.
Okay.
And he, like, quickly walks out of the store, and I hear the girls, like, oh. And I walk where he was, and I walk right into his stale fart. Right?
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm like, oh, man.
Let me ask you this. How many times have you done that, and you're finally getting your comeuppance?
See?
I can see. I had a visual of you raising your hand.
I've never done that at an antique store, though.
Oh, well.
I thought that was wrong, man. I've done
fast food operation.
I've done it at a shoe store and a drug store that I can recall, but I've never done it at an antique store.
Gas station, department store, mall.
Oh. I mean, guy was just a few steps from the outside. Why couldn't he just go outside and rip one?
You know, at Walmart, they have a guy that follows you around with an ionizer.
You know, that ain't right, though, you know.
So the guy was so close to the exit, but he didn't go outside to relieve himself like so many cows in Wisconsin.
Right, you would think, but no, he stays there and, like, rips one in front of, like, his two girlfriends or something. I'm like, ah!
he was... He was setting them up.
Yeah, I know. And he thought it was funny, you know. He thought it was funny that I walked right into it. He was laughing.
You always think it's funny when you do it.
Hey, I don't like that idea, though, you know. It ain't right. It ain't right.
That's funny.
Yeah. And then the other half of my story, real quickly, is we were going to go sightseeing.
As a group.
Huh?
As a group.
Well, at first I thought it would be just my wife and I and my two boys.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden my parents wanted to go.
Hey, we'll go sightseeing.
I'm like, well, okay, yeah, we'll take two cars, right? Because there's a lot of us. And they're like, oh, no, we'll just cram into one.
Which car, your car?
My parents have a minivan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What happened to the Cadillac?
They have that, too.
Oh, okay.
They're rich.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. But so my dad's driving. And he goes to the local gas station and fills up.
Uh-huh.
And we're like, okay, all right. Then he goes to the post office. Right?
They're doing errands.
Yeah, we're still waiting. And then he goes over to the Lions Club to go buy some tickets for something. But he's still not done. Then he goes to the grocery store and buys a newspaper.
There's your sights. There you go.
So we've just burned about, you know, half an hour right in town, this little town.
<You know? laughs> Look, son, there's the gas station where I get gas every day.
So we finally go to this like natural springs, right?
Yeah.
It's about half an hour away or so, and my dad's written the newspaper, and he's like, "Well, I've been here three times this year already, so I'll just."
I thought he was driving. He's reading the newspaper.
Huh?
He's reading the newspaper while he's driving?
No. We got there and started reading the newspaper.
Last week?
Oh.
Mr. Title went to the gas station, the Lions Club, and the store. That was in the newspaper, right?
And post office.
Post office, sorry.
Gas station, post office, Lions Club, and grocery store.
Christ.
Two screaming kids in the back. I'm like,
we'll go sightseeing. You can see some sights that we like to see.
You know, a town smaller than what I used to live in.
Chicago?
No.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So, anyway, those were the highlights of the trip. Me smelling some stranger's fart and running errands with my dad.
So if it was somebody like your brother or something, it would have been all right.
Well, no, but, you know, you're the guy I thought was funny, though, you know, that I got to smell his flagellant.
I can't believe you. You would think it was funny.
I'd be afraid the guy was going to kick my ass or make
You know how many times I've walked into your fart, for Christ's sake?
That doesn't matter. That has nothing to do with this story. I'm not saying I'm innocent, but I haven't done that in a long time.
Yeah, but you thought it was funny. I'd be like, Christ, what the?
Oh, I wouldn't laugh in the guy's face and walk away.
Yeah, you would.
I would have quietly walked away. I wouldn't have laughed at
it. Like, this is from a guy who does questionable things in crowded bars.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, I hear it. I've matured since then.
I am
mature. I'm Mr. McHugh.
I have matured a lot in the last few years, to quote a former friend of mine.
Ever since you got farted on, now all of a sudden you're mature.
I'm holier than thou.
Yeah, hey, I got no... My asshole got sewn up 2 years ago.
Wouldn't you be offended, though?
Well, I think I'd move away.
I don't, you know, I mean, smell it, but I just thought it was rude, you know?
The first thing I would do would be look at somebody else and give them the look like they cut it.
Pointed at the two girls like, yeah. Ew.
Woo! May I recommend FDS?
I don't know.
But, I'll get to my story here quickly.
Okay.
My little girl had shots today at the pediatrician's.
Oh, no.
And I don't know if I think I've talked about this pediatrician before.
Yeah.
We have a unique doctor who is an older lady, older than, I guess she's probably almost 50.
Wow.
She's older than I am, so she's older.
Yeah.
But she talks kind of like a combination between a Valley girl and a British person.
Oh, boy.
And so it's kind of a hoity-toity Valley girl. Like, you know... I don't know how to describe it. I'm trying to think of what I could say.
I'm trying to think what that would sound like.
Like, cock me with a silver spoon. I don't know. But anyway, I don't know what she'd sound like. I can't do an impersonation of her. But the weird thing is she looks like she's about 10 years away from that lady in Something About Mary that Matt Dillon's character sees. Because she's very tan, very dark.
No.
It's just a matter of time before she starts, you know, wrinkling up.
Oh, no.
So anyway, the funny thing is every time we go to see the pediatrician, she's very nice, very good doctor.
Yeah.
But she cusses like a sailor.
Really? I
mean, as soon as she hits the room, it's like she has to say a cuss word.
Like, what does she say? Like, you cocksuckers? What does she say?
Well, no, it's just... I guess it's. I should say she cusses like Cable. No, it's not good. She just barely above, you know, the television standard. You know, a lot of shits and stuff like that.
A doctor.
Yeah, a doctor.
Wow.
Oh, you know, she comes walking in, and we got our daughter laying out there, all ready to go, waiting to get prodded and everything.
Yeah.
And she's like. Oh, I bet she's saying, holy shit, what took that doctor so long? Stuff like that.
Wow.
Yeah, and so, you know, my wife, it's no phase to me because she talks like that all day long.
Right.
It's like, you know, whatever. But I just find that a doctor, you know, it just kind of, especially in the office.
Yeah.
And to have her weird accent, kind of California British, it just really throws me. Holy shit. And she's always talking for the baby, and she's always saying shit. The baby's always saying shit. Shit, what took you so long? God damn, those needles hurt. You know?
Oh, boy.
So, you know, it's...
That's not right.
No, it's just kind of weird. It's funny.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, and so today we go, and she's, like, cussed, like, 4 or 5 times. I didn't even notice. I guess I totally blanked out or something. My wife was like, gosh, she was on one today. She must have said shit, damn, motherfucker, and everything else.
I hope you assholes haven't been waiting too long.
That's right.